What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm gonna apologize in advance because you're gonna have to listen to me eat broccoli for the first couple minutes of this. I hope that's not annoying.
I don't give a shit.
Making sure.
You're having broccoli for dinner?
It's not for dinner, it's just like, something I made along with my dinner, but it took longer to cook, so I'm eating it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
It's cooling off. Still kind of hot.
It's cooling off.
Yeah, dude. It's hot.
All right, man. Did you microwave it?
No, I steamed it.
All right, you're a big steaming broccoli guy.
Yeah.
More of a boil it or roast it guy.
Never boiled it. Roasted is good. I do like roasted, but that takes too long.
It's just easier. I just put it in with a bunch of chicken and just roast it for a while.
Yeah. I just throw it in my steamer in a pot and then boil the water and let it boil for a couple minutes and then it's done.
Good shit, man.
All right, dude, I got a story because I know we're on a time limit here because Duke, North Carolina, which now you've actually made me very interested to watch. So I'm going to be tuned in as well. So,
You weren't gonna be tuned in the first place?
no, I wasn't planning on it.
Dude, tickets are going for more than the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, I know. I saw they were like $2,000 or something absurd like that.
All right. So go with your story.
Anyway, all right. So today was my last day at the gym I go to because I ended my membership since I'm moving. And it was an interesting day, or at least I was paying more attention, I guess, today than normal because it was my last day. I wanted to soak it all in. So a couple things. So this isn't necessarily gym related, but kind of is. Have you ever had a moment when you've listened to a song and it just like kind of hits you a different way than what you're than how you normally listen to it? Have you
Kind
ever had
of.
it? All right, because what I came to the conclusion that a lot of times songs that we really enjoy, we start taking them for granted after we've heard them a bunch because we're just like, oh yeah, it's a good song. Like, whatever. It's a good song. When I hear it, it's a good song. And then I'll just listen to it and it's whatever. But it kind of takes away from how good it is because we take it for granted when we hear it. So I had that experience of this day. And this so the reason I'm telling you this is because so I'm at the gym, right? And I'm on a machine, and next to me is this like really, really attractive girl. Like she's very good looking, right? And I'm thinking to myself, well, this girl is going to be distracting to me because of how good looking she is. And I can't be awkward and, weird around her. So I need to somehow get my mind off of the fact that there's a very attractive girl sitting like 3 feet away from me. So what I did is I put on a song that's like one of my favorite songs, but I was concentrating on it so much because I had to get my mind off of this girl that I heard. It's almost like I heard the song in a different way. And it was so cool. And it made me, I was just like, wow, this. And I realized why I fell in love with that song in the first place. And it was just like a cool experience. So,
What song was it?
A More Perfect Union by Titus Andronicus. Watson knows that song. Watson wrote a paper about Titus Andronicus freshman year under my advisory watch.
Wait, what? What's it called?
Like a more perfect union. So
By Titus
Titus Andronicus.
Andronicus.
Yes, it was off of their two. It was the first song, the lead track off of their 2010 magnum opus, just shining star of a record. The Monitor. It's my second favorite album of all time. It's so unbelievably perfect. That whole record, start to finish, is flawless, and that song is just so incredibly good. And I heard it like a different way today, and it was such a powerful experience, and I thought it was very cool. So I recommend that. Next time you listen to like your favorite song, don't take like actually listen to it again. It's almost like you're hearing it for the first time, and I thought it was awesome.
All right, I'll do that. I mean, I have done that before. There's a couple different songs that hit me. I wouldn't say hit me different ways. I'd say, like, I fall in love with those songs at different moments of the songs. Like, for example, my favorite song of all time, In the End.
Yeah.
I mean, the part, the third part, the third chorus, where he goes into, where he goes into it, I always fall in love with it. But, you know, I get, there's different times in that song that I always seem to, I don't know if it's the mood I'm in or whatever, that I just, like, just jam out to it. You know, there's Swing Life Away. That's all that song that always gets me. There's a couple different songs out there that I always fall in love at different points of the song. So I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah. Now is when I'm eating my broccoli, so
I don't care
if I'm talking like I have a mouthful of food, because I do.
Do you like when you hear a song, are there certain songs that you associate people automatically to whenever you hear them?
100%.
So same here. Same here.
Without a doubt. Yeah, dude. And I like that because it, like, you know, it's just like a lot of times it reminds me of people like from my past, and I just kind of like ponder a bit and reminisce.
There's a playlist at Dick's Sporting Goods when I worked there. In a moment, or in like a, I would say like probably 20 minute period, they play songs that remind me of you, Watson, and Derek, all in a row.
What song reminds you of me?
Float On.
What?
Float On by Modest.
Hell of a tune.
Okay, and then Shut Up and Dance With Me plays Watson.
Yep.
And then All the Small Things I've Done plays, and I automatically think of Derek.
You just combined a killer song with a Blink-182 song. It's either
whatever it's called.
All things or All These Things That I've Done.
All These Things That I've Done. Sorry.
The Killers. Okay. Yeah. Man, me and Derek used to listen at Penn Tower to the first five tracks off of Hot Fuss, where it's Mr. Brightside, All These Things That I've Done, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. What's that? Oh, fuck. And I can't think of the other two, but me and Derek used to jam to the first five tracks on that album.
No, I like it seriously works out because I like those songs always play within 10 to 20 minutes of each other. And so like every time I'm at Dick's, when that happens, I'm like, wow, you know, they're with me right now.
There you go.
Oh.
But yeah, dude, here, I wasn't done with my gym story. There was another thing that I have. No, you're fine, dude. I have another question. I'm hoping for some feedback. So I'm running on the track. There's an indoor track at my gym, and I'm running on it after, you know, I've lifted or whatever. And this happens more than once. There were these couple girls, like there were these walking laps, and one of them was wearing this perfume. And it was like this sweet strawberry scent. And I'm thinking to myself, why do girls wear heavy perfume at the gym? You know, you should smell like you should smell sweaty and like your body. You shouldn't need to douse yourself in perfume. And the worst part was, dude, is this shit smelled amazing. I was like, well, let me run past that girl again because she smells so damn good. All right. And I'm like, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, what? Why? Why would you need that, right? Why would you need to douse yourself in perfume for the gym? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you shouldn't, like, freaking douse yourself. But I will say this. On, like, weekends when, like, I don't have to work or anything, and I wake up in the morning and plan to go right to the gym as soon as I wake up.
At 1 in the afternoon, yeah. When you wake up at 1 in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, last week it was earlier. It was at 11:30.
Wow.
But anyway, I have to get a shower when I wake up. Like, I don't care, like, if I'm going out for a 10-mile run, as soon as I wake up, I have to get a shower. So that could play it. I put on deodorant, but I don't put on cologne when I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, but I mean, I go to the gym after work at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. So it's not like these people just woke up and took a shower, you know?
No, I totally get that too. But hey, maybe she's trying to pick up someone at the gym, like a taller kid with a flow named Nick. So yeah, maybe she's hoping.
Connor, if I had to hazard a guess, this girl was in high school. So I'm saying far away.
Dude, have you noticed that more high schoolers are going to like outside gyms than when you went? Like, did you know a lot of people that went to the gym when you were in high school?
Like my high school gym or a community gym?
Like a community gym.
No, we all went to – I went to a community gym and all my friends did too. That's where we went. Nobody went to our high school gym. Because every day after school, our high school gym was reserved for like athletes.
See, even like – I mean – I did football, so like I was always in there like lifting, but like we would have like those like couple kids that would work out like at our like high school gym because of it, but then like I didn't like you had those like probably like 10 or so people that went to like community gyms, and it just doesn't make I don't know. It just seems like a lot more kids from, like, high school are going to gyms now.
No, we all went to the community gym. And I liked it because our community gym was a mile down the road from my house. And so I would go home and I'd, like, change and eat something or whatever and then go. And it was not far away from me at all to go. So. Mm.
See, I don't think a lot of people went to the gym. Maybe it's because I didn't pay attention enough or – I don't know, because I always had activities after school, but I don't know. It seems like so many kids are now going to the gym that like didn't go to the gym before.
Yeah.
Dude, certain smells take me back too. Like, there's a perfume that girls wear that I swear to God, every girl had that bottle of perfume growing up. I swear to God.
Yeah. No, this actually is kind of bad. I do the same thing. Whenever I smell cigarettes, I think, especially when I'm outside and like a breeze comes through and I smell a cigarette in the breeze, I think of when I was studying abroad in Prague, and I honestly kind of like it. I'm like, oh shit, I'm back in Prague. So like I have this Pavlovian response to enjoying the scent of cigarettes, which is probably really bad, but I mean, whatever.
I mean, I don't mind it. I know some people hate it, but I don't mind it.
What, cigarette smell?
Yeah,
I don't mind it either, but I mean, I always feel like I'm getting secondhand smoke.
We're gonna get cancer anyway. Like,
oh, thanks, Connor. Good to know.
No, just face it. Like, for how much, like, we like the processed foods we eat, or even like the meats that we eat, like with how much. They like all like the shit that they eat and the antibiotics and shit like that they might have in their systems.
I only buy grass fed free range meat, Connor. Come on.
Okay, but all right. So what about like all you don't?
No, I buy just store chicken. I don't know.
All right. So again, going back to that point, like for all the shit that we eat and like just the like. The shit in like the environment, like we're like, there's a good chance like we all have cancer.
Wow, Connor, I feel great now.
No, just face it. Like, I don't know, because like in my family, like especially my Irish and Italian side, we all have cancers. Like, I don't know if that's just like anyone else's family, but like my Irish and Italian side all have cancers, and like my dad's side doesn't. Like, he doesn't at all. It's all like heart disease.
Yeah, dude, a lot of cancer is genetic. You realize that, right? And not all is, but it's a big factor.
No, yeah, I completely get that. Like, so, like, I'm pretty much going to have cancer later. So.
All right, dude. Well, good luck in advance, I guess. What? This is such a bleak thing for you to say.
No, like, there's a good shot of cancer. Like, that's not, like, with my family history and, like, just in general, like the stuff that like is around us. Like, they talk, you got to think that there's a probably good chance that cell phones on like how we have it always on our bodies or like in our ears, like the rate, I don't know if the, not the radiation, but like the electromagnetic, my magnetic stuff going like close to your brain or something. That, and just think about it, like all the MRIs and CAT scans I ever got growing up because of all my head trauma and shit. Like, there's a good shot I have some sort of brain cancer later on.
All right, well, you go ahead with that. I'm going to keep living my life under the assumption I don't have cancer, so.
Well, I don't live life scared of anything or yeah, like, worried about anything.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, like, it's not something that, like, this isn't, like, depressing or anything. It's just, like, hey, like think about your family. Do you, like, have a lot of cancers in your family?
The only person in my family I ever knew who had cancer was my grandmother, but she had lung cancer because she smoked. So it wasn't, okay, that's fair. The reason why she got it. It wasn't like a genetic thing at all.
Okay, that's fair.
She's the only one I know of.
Okay, that's fair. That means that you have good genetics.
Well, I hope. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, my great-grandmother had cancer. All four of my grandparents had cancer. My mom had breast cancer. My other cousin had, like, my family gene has, like, the bad breast cancer gene or whatever. So that's a given. If you're a girl, you're pretty much having breast cancer, unfortunately.
That's not good, dude.
No, it's not. Just like, I don't know. Whatever. When the time comes, the time comes. Yo, you still have Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet going around about I don't know the exact wording, but it was basically like for think about all the people that don't believe in free healthcare, but still dance or whatever to raise money for kids with cancer. Do you see that?
No, I didn't. Was it like a Thon reference thing?
I'm guessing it was a Thon reference just because Thon happened this weekend. Yeah. And that gets so much publicity. But some girl, I think, some person put up a tweet saying, like, getting like all political with Thon. You know, like I don't care, like, even if we have free healthcare or whatever, like, you're still gonna try to raise money to help out people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who cares? What difference does it make? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got pissed off at it.
Speaking of free healthcare, Bernie Sanders is officially in for 2020, and I'm here for it. Feel the burn, 2020.
That's great.
I know your feelings towards Bernie, but I personally am a big fan.
I actually hate someone more than Obama, Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton combined. Just a single person now.
Let me guess. Is it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yes. I cannot stand her. Okay, I'm not gonna...
Although I feel like nah, I like her, but I feel like there are certain things that she does that, while I respect, is damaging for the Democratic Party.
I'm not going to turn this into a big political debate, and I don't want this to turn into a political, what do you call it, podcast or anything. But good God, that woman is psychotic. Okay.
I'm curious.
Why?
Yeah.
Have you looked at her policies?
Yes, I have. The interpretations of her policies by the Republicans, you included, as I'm hearing, are widely misguided.
How are they misguided?
Well, here, tell me which policies of hers you don't agree with, first of all, which I'm assuming are
70%.
But which ones really get you the most?
The 70% tax on income?
Wrong. Okay, yeah. Wrong. Let me tell you.
How's that wrong?
Because everybody's saying, oh, if you make this much money, all of your money's getting taxed at 70%. Wrong. Only a certain portion of the money you make above a certain threshold gets charged at 70%. So let's say you make $10 billion a year, right? Let's say you're like Jeff Bezos. You're raking in like $10 billion a year, right? You're rich as all hell. You're the richest person in the
world. Yes.
Well, okay. Actually, that number is a little too extreme. Yeah, let's use $100 million. You make $100 million a year. Realistically, and I don't know the exact breakdown of her policy, but it would be something like this. The last $25 million you make, so 75 through 100 million, that money you make will be taxed at 70%. The 50 to 75 will be taxed at a lower percent, 25 to 50, an even lower percent, and then everything below that, an even lower percent. What do you need that extra $25 million at the top of your earnings for the year for? If you get taxed 70% on that, you won't even know. That's money you don't even recognize you have. That's like the definition of having way too much money than you know what to do with. You don't need it. If you get taxed 70% on it, it's not going to make a damn difference to you. It's like, now I can't buy my 76th house in the Maldives because my last $25 million got taxed at 70%. Why don't you go fuck yourself, dude? Big deal. You make that much money. Deal with it. Like, you've already won life's lottery. Just pay the taxes.
You make me so angry right
now. I used to be exactly like you. I used to be all for, you know, low taxes for everybody, all that kind of shit. I was a Republican, dude. I voted for Mitt Romney the first time I was eligible to vote. And now I have completely flipped my political leanings.
I don't think anyone should be taxed that high for anything that they're either job or like even income tax or sales tax or anything. There's no way just because you make more money than other people, you should be taxed higher.
So you think those people should just be able to hoard their money with like dragons sitting on their pile of gold in their basement, not giving anybody and honestly, right now there's so many tax loopholes. Those people pay less taxes than we do.
They made that money. Why should I be punished because I made that money?
You're not being punished. How are you being punished?
Yes, you are. By paying more taxes. How's that not being punished?
Okay, Connor, and tell me, what are they losing out on paying those taxes? Like, what is the downside?
More money.
What do they need that money for? Huh? What do they need that money for?
Anything. Why should I get punished for making more money than Sally Smith sitting on the side of the road? Should I get punished?
Let's use my example. What would they not be able to afford at that tax?
Yeah, it's still the basic principle that you're taking my money that I worked for.
Yeah. Have a heart. Let the government take that money and put it to good use, to build infrastructure, to build up the military, to build up social welfare and education and the benefit of the damn country, dude.
Listen, I get that shit, dude. I get that shit, all right? I get that shit, okay? The whole world needs money and we have bad infrastructure and all that. But no, I don't care if you make $10, okay? Okay? I don't care. No one should have to pay taxes because they make more money. See, if I make $10 right now, okay, $10, and you make $5, should I lose more money and get taxed more money to give back to the government just because I made five extra dollars?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And here, Connor, here. If you want,
that's absolutely
Connor, if you want to be a teacher, look at all of these strikes happening all across the country because teachers aren't getting paid enough, their schools aren't getting enough funding. That all comes from the government, dude. If the government had more money, like let's say from higher tax rates, they would be able to pay schools and pay teachers more money to not only provide kids with better educations overall, but also provide teachers with more money, provide more, you know, opportunities within the schools in terms of after school programs, technology in the schools, all of those things get better. And then all of a sudden those kids get better education. They become smarter and they become better contributors to society when they grow up. That's like Reagan's trickle down economics, dude. If you like Ronald Reagan, and I'm sure you do, I know you do, you should be all cool with that. The same way, that's how this policy works. Ronald Reagan was all about having American companies make more money. Well, how about have the American government make more money and they can trickle things down to important causes like schools where you might be teaching, Connor. Your salary could get up. Your salary could go up significantly if you know those tax hikes get put into play.
They're not if you tax the bigger corporations 70% of their income, dude. You just said that it'll trickle down, right? You just said the trickle down method for Monterey, right?
Yes.
Right? If they have less money, how is that gonna trickle down? Okay, if they have more money, they can expand the business.
It's not the companies, it's the people. It's the CEO who pays himself.
She's still going to attack the big corporations. And she said that in the past, too.
Yeah, but Connor, okay. You know, Connor, let's look at the reverse side. Donald Trump lowered taxes for giant corporations. And have you seen any improvements from him lowering taxes? Because I certainly haven't. If anything, I've heard more complaints.
I've seen a lot of good things. Bonuses out of the galore.
Yeah, Connor, you know, right? Companies like cell phone company who paid off, it was like AT&T or something, gave a bunch of their employees huge bonuses. They also fired like 2,000 people.
Listen, I believe that big corporate, if you make more money, you should not be taxed because of that. Okay? That's stupid to me. Why should I work just as hard as someone that is making $10?
You know what, Connor? It's just called wanting to contribute to society as a whole.
There's other ways.
Like how? How else can the government make money?
By regulating taxes and making things better overall. Do you know how much shit that, or do you know that there's 50%, there's less than 50% of people paying taxes right now into the government? You know that?
Money, dude. They need every dime they earn. They live paycheck to paycheck, and they even then are struggling to get by, and they have kids to raise, and there's, yeah, I do know that, and I'm okay with that because those people are in circumstances that require them to need every penny they earn.
There should be a flat tax for everyone.
No. Because, okay, Connor, if there's a flat tax for everybody, then you're saying somebody who makes, okay, let's go back to your, I make $5, you make $10. We all get taxed, you know, let's just say, you know, 10%. No, let's say we all get taxed $1 a year, right? We all have to pay $1 a year in taxes. Well, I make less money than you, but I'm paying 20% in taxes and you're only paying 10% in taxes.
That's why it should be a percentage. That's why it should be a percentage, dude. Why shouldn't it be a percentage then?
Because people who make more money, dude, like they need to, they still come out ahead. They still come out ahead.
Yes, because they are leaderships. They're more, the majority of people that are making the top 1% are in the leadership roles of a company. Now, are you saying that someone who is in a leadership role should not make as much as someone that is in an entry-level position?
No, they will make more. And even if they pay a shit ton more in taxes, they'll still end up with a shit ton more money. So I think it's fine.
That's ridiculous, dude. No way.
No.
I don't believe anyone should get punished for making more money. I think just people that want more taxes for the people that get more money in general are people that are just, to me, just are just like, oh, why is that person making more money for me? They should be punished. No, shut up, get better at your job, or go into a field that has jobs or something like that, and then work your way up or something like that. All right? Or just be like, hey, you know, this is a card I've dealt with. Let's get through life and make it the best of it. Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you, and that's okay. We're having a constructive conversation. We disagree, but we disagree respectfully. And that has to remain in the forefront.
Okay. I don't want this podcast turning into political debate. That's all I
can say. Well, okay. Promise me that in October of 2020, we can talk politics, because that'll be
the one. Oh, absolutely. No, we can talk politics. I just don't want this to be the main focus, because we'll never get anything done on here.
Yeah, because we literally agree on nothing.
We agree on a few things.
Like what?
Aren't you a right-winged? No, let me say that. Are you a left-wing domestically, but right-wing internationally?
Like, or foreign? Like, I have a conservative view in foreign policy.
Yes.
Well, the more I've been reading up on what's happening in the Middle East, specifically Syria and Yemen, starting to kind of drift away from those conservative point of views. Back in if I was alive during like Vietnam or, the Cold War, yeah, but now I think that, we have a responsibility to support countries that are like super messed up right now.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know if that is, I don't even know if that's conservative or liberal.
That's conservative. Because liberals believe that we should get out of everything and just be our own free will.
But I feel like the conservative point of view is to not take our money and spend it in foreign countries to just help them out, like not as an investment, but just to like give them charity.
I don't know what side of the thing. I just always thought this was the conservative view, or this is just what I think in general. I think that we have to have a stake in every, not every, in the majority of countries, like whether they're like doing well off or not, especially in the Middle East, because there's a good portion of people that hate us in the Middle East.
Oh yeah.
And the more friends we make over there, the better.
Yeah, and yeah, so I think go ahead.
I firmly believe that Israel is our best ally over there. Okay? Like, we need to support them, make friends, help that situation out, because that's just a shit show that's been going on
Israel
for about 5,000 years. What?
Palestine.
Yeah. Smooth things over there and try to make as many friends as we can and help out when we can. Because, like, this is going back to the economics. We have the most, okay? So let's help out the younger brothers and sisters. All right? Make friends, get along, and hey, since we helped you out, you help us out. Give us some oil, cut us a break. We're all set.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I think the best way I can summarize my view in foreign policy is I don't necessarily like the fact that we have a military presence, but I'm all for us having a humanitarian presence, if that makes sense. And I get so torn up about, like how we had troops in Syria and Trump decided kind of just like via tweet to yank them all out. I can't. I honestly don't know if that's good or bad because I don't understand the situation well enough, and I don't understand based on the situation, what's best. So that's why, generally speaking, I feel like we shouldn't have a military presence, but based on the specifics, if it's necessary, I'm okay with it. But I'm all for a more humanitarian approach than military approach.
I mean, that's like the human thing to do. You know, you'd rather be friendly and, on good terms rather than try to like fight everyone.
Yeah, but I also understand why we'd need a military presence because it could be the minute our military leaves, the ISIS comes out of hiding and starts blowing everybody up, If we're there and because we're there, ISIS is staying and hiding, then our military presence isn't a bad thing, So that's what I just don't understand the situation well enough to have an informed opinion.
Yeah, that's fair. Absolutely fair. But I do believe there's some countries like Pakistan. Do you know what? Fucking Bin Laden lived in Pakistan for like 9 years. Like,
Yeah, and Pakistan.
he lived there. Like,
Yeah.
he lived there. He lived like 30 miles away. I don't know if it's 30 miles. He lived in close distance to the capital city of Pakistan. And he lived there for like 9 years without nothing. And then we had to go in there and shoot his brains out.
And we did.
That rat bastard.
Yep.
That got announced on a Sunday night baseball game with the Phillies and Mets.
That's got to be something you were happy that Obama did.
Yeah, I was. I was happy that America did that. Okay. Was it? I didn't care who was in power. It could be freaking AOC for all that matter. If some terrorist jackass is out there hiding like a little pussy that he is, all right, I don't care who finds him. Whoever kills him, I'm shaking their hand and grabbing them a beer. Okay, I don't care.
If it was
Okay.
Vladimir Putin, Huh? What if it was Vladimir Putin?
That found him, or what are you asking?
Yeah.
Good for you, Putin. All right, you got the bastard. Okay, I wish we would have got him because he, Osama, fucking fucked us up. Okay, but you know, done deal. We're good. On the next one.
Okay.
We should have hung Osama outside of New York and let everyone just take one good fucking shot at him.
That would have been a little excessive.
I don't care. Damn, dude. That was our junior year of high school.
Yeah, it was. You know, actually, I saved the newspaper, because I do remember it was a Sunday night. I saved the newspaper Monday morning with, like, all the headlines. I still have it at my parents' house.
Do you? That's cool. Yeah, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball between the Mets and Phillies, and then it was announced.
Yeah, I think.
And then.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, then Sisbane Ballpark started chanting USA, USA. It was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was watching a movie in my room. And my mom, like, came and got me. She's like, yo, come watch the news quick. And so I went, and that's when I saw, like, Obama give the speech or whatever. And then.
For how much I disagreed with Obama, he's a great speaker.
Hell yeah, dude. The dude has swagger. No doubt.
He just carries himself so well when he talks. And the way he does talk and presents it, like, just the way he I don't know if it's pausing, or I just like the way he speaks. He's a great speaker.
Yeah, he is. He's an incredible speaker. Well, look at that. We've agreed on something.
Yeah. I feel like me and Watson disagree on more things than me and you.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Watson agreed on a lot of things.
I don't know. Who cares? How much snow have you gotten?
Not that much. Although, let me check. It was like raining today. It's hovering right around 32 degrees. So it's been like raining, but turning to ice. Yeah, it's not snowing at all right now, but it's kind of drizzling.
Penn State has had 5 snow days this year.
It's unreal. I keep seeing Auburn State like, oh, snow day again. Cool. We had one, I think, I think we had one, but it wasn't even a snow day. It was like classes canceled after 3 p.m. or something like that. When I was already.
No, I think we had two. Two, but they were both like after 12 classes were canceled. Yeah. Because I remember the one time I was right outside the McDonald's on College and I got the text. And then turned around and went back to bed. And then, but like, we, like, 5 snow days? And I think it's just a semester they've had 5 snow days.
Yeah, dude. And I remember we had some brutal days of snow that we still had class for.
Oh, we did have a snow day. You remember that that weekend snowstorm where we got like no lie, like 2 feet of snow? You remember that? That was senior year of January. January of senior year. The only reason I remember January of senior year was because I was supposed to have a cop test that weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't go because we got pounded with snow.
We had a snow day senior year. I don't remember that at all.
It was like the Friday, or maybe that was probably the day after classes, or the half day of classes. I think it was.
I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm pretty sure it was because I had a Friday class and I was walking to McDonald's. I remember looking at the text.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Whatever.
Are you getting bad weather in Whitehall?
Yeah, we got some bad weather today. There's a lot of ice, not so much snow, just mainly ice. Yeah,
like freezing rain or whatever.
Yeah. So.
Yo, dude, I have another question for you. I don't know if you saw this, but Onward State tweeted that the BJC never hit full capacity Thon weekend, which I thought was kind of surprising because I remember at least our freshman year, after I think it was after 2 a.m. Sunday morning, the BJC was at capacity. And like there was a huge line to get in waiting outside. Like, what happened? Why is there
I saw that too, and I was shocked when I read that.
Yeah, what happened?
Dude, you know what I'm gonna guess? I'm guessing it's the pass system.
What do you mean by that?
Why? Because you know how like it takes like people have like 30 minutes to get like inside the building or whatever.
Yeah.
I bet it was like the, what do you call it? The system like said like you have, like for people that wanted to get in, like there's like something they overestimated the time it would get in, and that made people think like, oh, like it's already packed, so like don't bother type of thing. You know what I'm trying to say? It's hard to explain. I can't really think.
Like, right they, like give you a wristband and you're
yeah, like to get in, like to get into Thon.
Yeah.
It would like they would sometimes, if I remember correctly, they would say like, oh yeah, 30 minutes until like next round could come, or like 30 minutes until like it's all at capacity.
Yeah.
And people saw that and got high or like text messages or whatever from that, and then just said, hey, it's probably already filled, don't go.
Maybe. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I mean,
they still raised $10 million.
Oh, yeah. So. It was a great total.
They'll never reach $13 million again.
Nah, that was what, our sophomore year when it hit its peak?
Yeah, sophomore. And then junior year, it dropped by like $400,000. But we're still over 13.
Yeah, and then senior year, it was senior year of the year, it was only 9.
Yeah, because that was no canon.
Yeah. I love how it's like only $9 million. What were we doing? Like, that's still incredibly a lot of money. Like,
my mom said that they announced the amounts for like the top 5 independent dancers.
Yeah, they did.
And she said that me and Watson would have been like 3rd.
Dang! If only they did that when you guys danced.
Yeah, they didn't announce that. They just announced the total.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thon weekend always takes me back.
Oh, dude, I know. I was following the tweet. Like, I was in Chicago, so I couldn't really tune into the live stream. Luckily, I caught the last half hour, but I saw the total reveal live. But yeah, dude, I always get so nostalgic just like seeing everything in action there and reading, like following it on Twitter and everything.
Yeah. And just because I made so many friendships through Thon, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what about the tweet?
That was incredible. I can't believe Onward State found it. You didn't like tag anybody or anything in it. You just tweeted it and they found it.
Well, they just probably searched like Thon Line Dance and just saw that tweet.
Yeah. Amazing. Them saying, let me shoot my shot. Like, what's her name? Did you ever hear anything back?
No, never.
Better.
Like, that could have been like a movie.
Yeah.
That's been one of those things that gets viral on Twitter. Like, kid tweets this, doesn't know who she is, like, all that shit.
Yeah.
There's actually, like, a related – so, one of the Eagles, blog writers, right?
Yeah.
For the Eagles Super Bowl parade, do you know that picture that it's like a sailor in, like, Times Square, like, bending over his girlfriend?
Yeah. That guy just
– you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He just died, really.
Yeah.
He tweeted that picture saying, you can find me on Broad Street doing this to a girl or whatever. I don't know what the exact words were. But he's like, you can find me redoing this picture on Broad Street today. And some random girl tweeted at him, let me know if you're trying to do this. That would be a dope-ass picture or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
And then she DM'd him, or he like replied back. He's like, are you serious? And then she DMs him and goes, I'm dead ass serious. That would be a great picture. Let me know. And now they're living together in an apartment and engaged.
Wow. Good for that.
Like, that's got to be a movie.
Nah. I wouldn't see it.
Oh, I would. Brought together by one love.
And?
By a common love. And now they're in love.
Yeah, dude.
Go birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Absolutely. Oh, shit. I miss football.
I know you do. You never don't.
Have you watched any of the AAF?
I've caught a couple, like, bits and pieces, yeah. It's kind of entertaining.
It is because it's football, but the quarterbacks are god-awful in this league.
Yeah. You see Hackenberg's in the league did not have a great start from what I saw.
No. Oof. No.
It's all right. He'll find his groove.
I don't know if you – that is the biggest difference between the NFL and, like, these guys. Like, the quarterback situation is just so bad. It's hot garbage.
Yeah. Shame.
And what's happening? And then the XFL starts next year, too.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's going to be a shit show, dude. Yo, this weekend is a month from the bachelor party.
Yeah, shit, it is.
Get hyped.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to book my flights beforehand. at this point,
might as well just drive.
Yeah, honestly, I'll figure it out.
Holy shit!
It's gonna be a good weekend. There's gonna be some good basketball to watch that weekend too, dude. It'll be what, the Elite Eight that day?
Yeah. Right.
So, like, whatever we do at night, I won't say what, because if Watson's listening, hopefully, wherever we are, has a TV or a couple. But that's all I'll say.
No, there will be. I guarantee it.
Connor, I'm trying to keep things as ambiguous as possible for Watson.
How's that saying, I guarantee there will be ambiguous? Not ambiguous.
Because now he knows we're not going to, like, a museum. Or we're not going to be in a park, or on a.
All right, listen. One, we're going to be in the middle of March, and two, I am running this. Do you think I would run something, especially a bachelor party, when we go to a museum or park?
Maybe you were thinking about Will, because Will, I know, likes museums, because me and him went to. We've been to a few museums together.
Sorry, Will, but we're not going to a museum. That's not really bachelor party stuff.
Okay. Plenty of like Renaissance era paintings of naked girls, dude. That's totally bachelor party appropriate.
No, would be more appropriate to look at if we're talking about art for bachelor party is getting a Playboy, okay?
Which we're not doing that, so.
You never know. Oh, shit. Nah, it'd be a good weekend.
Yeah, dude, it will be.
We got a good crew coming.
I believe it.
I'm going to Philly this weekend for the Stadium Series game. So I got something to keep my mind off to keep busy.
Who are the Flyers playing?
Penguins.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Those rat bastards.
Yeah.
I'm going with my cousin, who is a Penguins fan.
Oh.
This is going to be the first time I've ever gone to a game that with an opposing fan.
Good luck.
I'll need
it. Don't be too aggressive. Well, I know you will be, but.
Oh, it's Pittsburgh Philly. So, you know I'm going to be aggressive, and it's an 8 o'clock game, so you know I'll be tailgating for a
Wait,
while.
It's outside at 8 o'clock at night? Jeez.
Yeah.
That's kinda, I guess that's kinda cool.
It's awesome.
Nice.
So I want to ask this question because it's Duke UNC.
Okay.
What is the greatest rivalry in sports?
Geneva Batavia.
Shut up.
What is the greatest rivalry in sports? Honestly, dude, Duke UNC is really, really high up there because every time they play, I feel like it doesn't matter who, like where how their seasons are going. Whenever they play, those games are close as hell, and it's so entertaining. But I feel like there's not as much hatred in that game as I'd like to see. You know, they don't like each other, obviously, but it's not like a hatred thing. Like, who hates each other the most? What do you think?
I think it's Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, there's some good hatred. They've had plenty of brawls.
I truly think it's Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I put Yankees Red Sox number one, and Duke UNC would be up there just because they've had a lot of issues. Michigan Ohio State would be up there.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
I like to say Army Navy's up there just for the day. There's just so much history. I think that just, I don't know if it's, I mean, it's a good rivalry, but I also think it's like a good spectacle. So I don't know how to judge that.
Yeah, dude. And since I've lived in Michigan and I interact with a lot of like Michigan fans, Michigan grads, their hatred towards Ohio State is like intense.
Yeah,
so I like that. It just makes it more interesting.
I love rivalries, like because you know me, I'm fueled on hate.
Mm-hmm.
like the whole Ohio State campus during that week covers up M.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Which is awesome. I love rivalries.
I know you do.
I'm guessing you're pulling for Duke.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Duke. I want Zion Williams to drop 30 with 15 posterizing dunks.
He is so good.
I know, dude. He's unreal.
He is phenomenal. And, dude, he, like, just think about, like he goes through, like, a strength and conditioning program now. But think about how much more intense that's going to be come NBA.
Oh, yeah. And he's already, dude, he is huge. Like, he is a big dude. And, yeah, he's only going to get bigger. That's
dude, he might touch 300 pounds.
What is he at, like 270 right now?
He's at 285.
Oh. Yeah, he'll hit 300 probably. Of pure muscle, too. It's unreal.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah, how do you guard a guy who's 6'7", 285, and can hit threes? Like, you can't. He's physically impossible to guard.
You don't. That's the problem.
Dribble pretty well. Like, he has very little flaws in his game.
Yep. Yo, and I hate the Knicks because they hate New York.
Yeah.
So, if they get him, I'm going to be very, very disappointed.
He's going to go number one. I just don't see how he doesn't go number one.
Well, there's talk that RJ Barrett might go number one too. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Don't sleep on my Gonzaga Bulldogs, Rui Hachimura.
They haven't been on TV that much this year, though.
They never are, and also they play at like 10 o'clock at night, if not later, because they play.
Usually, like sometimes they are though, because they would face like St. Mary's, and they would always be on, just because that exact point, they'd be on at like 11 o'clock. And they would be like a higher, what do you call it? Higher ranked.
They are still highly ranked. Last I saw.
I know, but I'm just still saying, like, they weren't on TV all, like, that much.
I saw them play. They played in the Maui Invite, and they beat Duke without their best player, Killian Tilly, who's still out. But, yeah, dude, they're good. They have some really – like this guy, Rui Hachimura. I'm telling you, dude, he's a good player.
And they're all, like, international.
Yeah, they are. They get, like, a bunch of Australian dudes. That's like how St. Mary's is. St. Mary's is just five white Australian dudes.
Yeah.
Starting five.
Well, Matthew Dellavedova went there, and so did Patty Mills. They're both Australian.
And they're both white.
Isn't Patty Mills half black, half white?
I have no clue. I have no clue who that guy is. He just – the name Patty, I feel like it's a white name.
No, he's half white, half black.
Well, either way.
That's a great name, by the way, Patty.
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought about this. I, because Watson brought it up, I want to name my kid Riley.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I think that Riley as a girl's name is a great name.
I don't care if it's a girl or boy, and if my wife, if I happen to have one, asks me, "Hey, what's up with Riley?" I'll be like, "See," I'll say, "Oh, it's a good Irish name," but secretly, it's gonna be like, "No, it's my favorite bar." One of my favorite bars.
First, you can't name the person first, yeah.
Yeah, first, don't take offense, okay? One of my favorite bars, Riley's, okay? Like, how great would that be? I want to get a picture of the Cocker Spaniel and get a T-shirt and put it on my kid.
Do it.
I'm gonna send it to Derek, then.
No, but, dude, honestly, I like Riley as a girl name better than a boy name.
I don't really care. Either way, Riley.
Riley. When you say it a bunch, it sounds weird. Riley. Riley.
Riley.
Riley. Ugh.
That's a good name. Good Irish name.
I know you love your good Irish names.
I do. If only we had a perfect way of getting a good either way, I'm gonna last name. Either way, you know, you get some good Italian. I think Irish and Italians have the best names. That's probably completely biased.
No, yeah, I'd say that's pretty biased.
I don't know, like Bortz, German. It's not fun to say or anything.
Novakonski, Polish, definitely not fun to say.
Yeah, see? But then you get, like, the Italians. Like, our one friend is Di Clemente. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the Spanish name, too. Like, Lopez and Rodriguez. Garcia Parra.
I don't think there's too many Garcia Parras out there other than one who used to play second or shortstop for the Red Sox.
And Dodgers.
And Dodgers.
And Cubs.
And he did play for the Cubs.
No, but see, like, Novakonski isn't fun. Like, most of the German names aren't fun.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree, honestly. Yeah, Italian and Irish are honestly – and I like the French names, too. I do like the French names because I work with a lot of French people, and I love saying their names.
What, like Jean-Paul?
Like, I work with Arnaud Coquizard. That's a fun one. Marie Bobinet, Christine Chouteau. They're great, dude. And like, I have to say them sounding like an American. Like, I'm saying, oh, it's Christine Chouteau. Like, I want to say it in a French accent so badly, but I know I can't because that would be like insulting in a way.
How would it be insulting?
Because I would just butcher her name so badly. It'd be like I would be mocking the French language.
Well, aren't you butchering it so badly when you pronounce it Americanized?
Yeah, that's why I just call her Christine. I never say her last name. Christine is Christine, no matter, you know, English or French. So that much.
Christine S.
No, it's Christine C. Chateau is Chouteau.
Claude Giroux.
Yep. Isn't it Giroux? Or is it Giroux?
It's Giroux.
Yeah.
Claude, that's a good name.
It's like Joey from Friends. Je m'appelle Claude.
Je m'appelle.
Yeah. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle. Me poo poo.
Yo, Duke UNC's on ESPN, right? I'm turning it on right now. Yeah, there it is. Six minutes and 35 seconds to tip is the countdown, but I'm probably like 10 seconds behind, so it's more like 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, I'm on a commercial right now.
I just went to a commercial. Oh, you have it on. I just went to a commercial.
What commercial?
It's a car. I think it's a car commercial. Red SUV. Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Yeah.
Hyundai, yeah. It just finished for me.
I'm still watching it. Hyundai Kona and Kona Electric, 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. It just turned on a road. Now it's flashing its brights.
Wow, you're really behind.
And now it's nope. Now it's showing the lineup of Hyundai's, and now it's over. Now I went to booking.com.
Yeah, you're like 20 seconds behind me.
Yeah, that's because I have YouTube TV, so it's streaming versus cable, so it's always a little behind. Oh well. In the meantime, I'll throw on Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo, your boy.
Cuomo primetime.
Your boy.
I love Chris Cuomo, dude. Well, it's not gonna do me any good because I don't have any sound on right now. So.
That's on my bucket list, to go to Duke UNC game at Duke.
Yeah, that would be awesome, dude. That would be such a fun game. But, I mean, if you went this year, you'd drop like $2,000 on a ticket. So that's the only downside.
Yeah, and I have that money saved aside for Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We'll see if that ever happens again.
Yeah. Jeez, I hate North Carolina so much.
Why do you hate UNC?
Because they beat Illinois in the 2005 national championship.
Good.
Not good.
I still remember you telling me that you were going to leave that game when Illinois was losing to Arizona.
Yep, and my dad wouldn't let me.
Dude, and I remember telling me that out of the first Penn State game and me going, yeah, I never leave game early, so don't even try that.
Dude, they just showed the replay of Austin Rivers hitting that three in Chapel Hill. Dude, I literally – that was like the happiest moment of my life because my one buddy – we were in high school. My one buddy was a huge North Carolina fan. I drove him to school every day, junior and senior year, because he lived down the street from me. And dude, I just destroyed him for like the rest of the school year with that clip. Just every single day I brought it up. It was amazing. It was like the best time of my life.
Yeah, that sucked. I used to be a big UNC fan. Ugh. But then once I went to Penn State, I just dropped all allegiances.
Can't stand them.
I actually went to a game down in UNC too, so
right, that's
not a fake fan.
Yeah. Yeah, my aunt was always a Duke fan. She just always liked Coach K. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll like Duke if I have no reason not to. So
I love Coach K, and I love the student section, the Cameron Crazies.
Yeah, dude.
But I hate their players.
That's fair. Dude, honestly, they might have the best student section in all of sports. In all of college sports.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like a basketball student section is more involved with the game than a football student section.
Yeah. Although football student sections can be like when Beaver Stadium's, when that student section gets going, like that gets pretty, pretty wild.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, like, you see it, you see this, you see and hear the student section in basketball games more than you do in the football game.
Yeah. I would love to have had that experience at Penn State. We didn't really, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dude, just imagine like being a Duke player in this game. Like you got your home crowd, everybody there just loves you, and you just get like right now. I'm watching him do the starting lineups. Like Zion Williams, Williamson just got announced, and just like imagine being him. Everybody in that arena is like, that dude's our guy, and you get to be that guy. Like that'd be sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just knowing you have an entire school like at your fingertips.
Imagine the tail he's pulling.
Oh. This might sound weird, but I got to believe Zion Williamson is just like packing heat big time.
I hate you. I hate you.
Tell me I'm wrong, dude. Just an assumption, but. But that, sure. You know.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm just trying to watch this game.
Yeah, dude. No, I figured we got over an hour in. We got plenty of time.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you want to wait another minute and 19 seconds?
Why? What's in 6:07? Wait, what's in a minute 19 seconds?
67 minutes.
Or I was thinking we could end at 1:06:07, which is in 10 seconds. Let's just wait the full minute. Let's just go to 67 minutes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, now they're showing the ticket prices. Jeez.
I looked an hour ago, and they were $1,700.
The NBA All-Star Game that expensive. I don't feel like anybody wants to. I would never want to go to an NBA All-Star Game. Although it's in Chicago next year, so my mind might change.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't pay, like, any decent money for it, but.
Oh, the Capitals waived Devontae Smith-Pelly. I love that guy. He was a huge.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
It's a bummer. He was, like, a big reason why they won the Cup.
Yeah. I want to know why they did that. Who knows?
My phone always sends me Capitals score updates. I feel like it thinks I'm a big Capitals fan. I have no clue why.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, dude. 9 seconds.
Yeah. Well, have a good one, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Dude, go Duke. I'll talk to you later.
Fuck Duke.
All right. Later, man.
Yeah.